I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Fired up, baby. Episode 101. Net Positive Podcast. We in the studio, baby. You know what 101 means, bro?
What does it mean?
You about to learn today. You gonna learn today.
Nice, dude.
Is that what a 101 is?
That is what that means.
You go to college. Why is that? Do you know?
This is the intro class.
Why is it 101? Why isn't it 1?
Net Positive 101. It's level 100 and the first one. 101.
Oh, let's say we'll introduce people if they're new.
Okay.
If they are new to Net Positive.
We'll just start the whole thing over.
Let's see. My name's John. This is episode 101. We talk about nothing.
Hi, I'm Alex. I help. I contribute with the discussion of nothing.
Of nothing, dude. Yeah. We don't do, where did we start? I have no idea. Where are we going? Also don't know.
Who knows?
We had some good times along the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's guests in here.
Yep.
Sometimes there's not.
Right.
I have some good laughs.
We do.
Make fun of some stuff. I'm a stand-up comedian.
You are.
I go on the road.
Yep.
Let's see, what else? I go on the road. I do stand-up on the weekends.
Yep.
Come back, have some tales from the road.
Yep.
We read the news.
We read news.
Yeah.
We do our best to read.
We're not reading. Oh, shout out to some fans, bro. I wrote this down. Shout out to some, where is it? Emma. From Savannah.
Okay.
Came through the Making Show.
Love it.
Big fan of the pod.
What's up, Emma?
Emma, shout out. Thanks for coming. And Megan and Casey came to the Durham, North Carolina show.
Nice.
Put me on the podcast. I want a shout out.
Nice.
That's not what they sound like. And that was disrespectful to them.
They signed the check, though. So you're good.
They've supported me for a long time.
Yeah.
Put us on the podcast. Every time people come in the meet and greet, they say they want to come to the podcast.
Really?
They want to come in here.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Sit, I guess.
Well, I like that the people think that they can come hang with us.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're
approachable.
Easton's in the studio today.
Yep.
Is he on mic or no?
He's not on mic, but he is on camera.
Oh, he's not on mic, but he is on camera.
Yep.
That's how they all start.
Yep.
Let's see. April, we are headed to, we're off this weekend. Next weekend, we're going to Rochester, St. Paul, and Duluth, Minnesota. Three shows in Minnesota. Let's go.
Wild.
Then we're doing three in California, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Redding. Home of Bethel Church. And then we're doing Dayton, Ohio, two shows in Lexington on April 25th, 26th, and 27th. May, we only got three tour dates, Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, and Grand Forks, North Dakota. Rounding out the tour, the end of the emotional support tour. Charleston, West Virginia is actually canceled because the venue burned down or something like that.
Sad.
Well, I didn't burn down. They're like, we don't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
I didn't cancel it. They canceled it.
Got it.
We're rescheduling that though. Baltimore, Maryland, Newark, New Jersey. You ever seen that meme about Newark, New Jersey? That's where, like, East Rutherford is where the World Cup finale is going to be.
Yes.
And people were like, we thought America. They're like, it's New Jersey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dude. I don't know if that's our best foot forward. I don't know why we're representing. We're like, it's that one.
Come to show East Rutherford, dude. They're like, this is your country.
The whole world.
We got better stuff than this.
Yeah.
But not when I'm in town on June the 8th, June 9th, New Haven, Connecticut. Then we're going out to the last run of the West Coast, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane. June 14th, 15th, and 16th, baby. This week's episode brought to you by stamps.com. The New Year's full of surprises, baby. Somebody said, I challenge yourself to get through one episode, get through one ad read without saying baby.
Oh,
and I already
yikes.
Messed it up. Do that?
You say baby. I'm not mad at it though. I say baby too.
New Year's full of surprises, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
But it is.
Yeah, but it is full of surprises. One thing that is predictable, postage stamps, Alex.
Yeah.
That's going to go up.
Yeah.
Postage is going up.
Yep.
Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts up to 89% and USPS and UPS services. So your business will barely notice the change. Mm. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save money and time for over 25 years. With your own personal post office, wherever you are, Stamps.com is all you need. Is your computer and printer. They even send you a scale. You'll have everything to get started. Start shipping stuff out. Take care of orders as they go and easy with stamps.com on the mobile app. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule that through stamps.com dashboard. They got it all, baby.
What can't they do?
Crazy discounts, premium supplies at your fingertips, running low. You can get a reorder, get huge carrier discounts also up to 89%. Unbelievable. Plus, stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping option, baby. For over 25 years, stamps.com has been indispensable. Shoot, for over 1 million businesses. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with stamps.com. Sign up with your promo code NETPOSITIVE for a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial plus free postage, a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter NETPOSITIVE.
Love it.
Right after the show, I'm going to go down to the old stamps.com headquarters, which is UPS.
Nice.
No, not UPS. USPS.
USPS.
Yeah, I got a we got a PO box down there.
Oh yeah,
for all the mail from the podcast.
There you go. Into. Yeah. So you got to check in and see what we got.
That's where you got.
That's where I got all the baby clothes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And speaking of
this week,
yeah, we were risking it doing a podcast today.
Yep.
Alex's life is going to be changed.
Yep. We're due later this week, so we are just fingers crossed, prayers up,
and dang,
holding our breath.
See, I came in at 40. I was a different guy.
Right.
You're going to come in next week.
Daddy.
Okay. That was unnecessary.
If I whisper it, it's not good, right? Different. I shouldn't whisper that. No. That's okay. I'm learning. I'm learning these things.
Daddy. Papa. Oh, yeah, baby. Then she's going to be on the pod. Is it boy or girl? We don't know.
It's a girl.
It's it.
Yeah.
How long until she can be on the pod? We'll wait.
We'll wait. Yeah. We'll give her some time.
Yeah, we'll give her some time.
She's got to get PR trained first.
Yeah, so. That's a good point. Good point. Easter. How was Easter?
It was good. I laid low, hung out with my parents.
Did you?
Watched some basketball.
Oh, yeah.
How about you?
It was good. We took most of the day to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, I don't think that's how it's pronounced, but yeah, I do know what you mean.
I missed that joke all up. I missed that joke. I was trying to think of the beginning and the end of it. Transgender Day of Visibility.
Nailed it.
That's what it was.
We'll punch that in.
Yeah.
Well, just voiceover.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I did post the Instagram story from that drag strip.
What's drag strip?
It said Transmission Day of Visibility.
Because I was at a
race.
Right.
And I just posted a car with its hood up. And everybody's like,
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
No.
Dude, dang it.
I didn't get it because I think I saw that day later. I don't think I knew at the time when I saw it.
Oh, shoot.
Otherwise, dude. I think I would have got it.
See, that's how some jokes work. Some jokes don't.
That one wasn't your fault. That was on me.
No, but I've always talked about a joke being like a canyon. You got to jump across it.
Mm.
If it's too close, you just step across it. There's no reward.
Ooh.
If you jump and you go all that reward and you make it to the other side. You know, like when you're on the creek when you're little and you're like, can I get across it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so far away, you're like, but I did it.
Yeah.
Those are the best jokes. But also, if it's so far away, you're going to lose a lot of people.
Right.
They're not going to make it.
They can't get across all the way.
But so you didn't get across?
No, I didn't get there. I'm in the creek.
You're in the creek, bro.
I'm in the creek, man.
But let me tell you, the people that did get across.
Oh, dude.
They were like, this is the best joke I've ever.
Big payoff.
It's not for everybody. Right. Or hidden a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the best jokes.
Yeah, it's a little subtle.
Yeah. So then if you got over, you're like, oh, this is amazing over here.
Yeah, you feel privileged to be there.
Yeah.
Like, but I get this.
If it's too easy, you're like, no, there's no privilege because everybody stepped over.
It's a really good metaphor, dude.
Yeah. Well, it's not mine. I think it's from, I don't know, I heard it on a podcast.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Story of my life, a 40-year-old white guy. I heard it on a podcast. Dude.
I catch myself often being like, yeah, I read something the other day, and then I'm
it was on a podcast.
It was a TikTok. I was scrolling TikTok at 4 a.m.
But dude,
yeah.
You can't, listen, if you say, hey, the crime rate in Nashville based on the population demographics, I read an article.
Right.
You sound.
Oh, dude.
Educated.
So smart.
Smart.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
Elite. The crime rate in Nashville based on the demographics, I saw it on TikTok. Get out, dude.
Yeah,
get out.
Yeah.
And I heard on a podcast is in the middle of there.
It is. It's a happy medium.
Yeah. It's like, because there are podcasts that are smart,
mm-hmm.
that do teach you things.
Do you think that most people, when they think of podcasting, they think it's smart stuff? Or do you think it's more so like what we do?
This is us.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we?
We're not really a smart podcast, no, I don't think. I don't think so. I'd put us in that category.
We sneak one in every once in a while.
We do, yeah. I think we sneak up on people.
Yeah, we're like, oh, I learned something, but that's not the goal.
No, well, it's like we were talking about last week. Like, if people are looking to us for the news every single...
You say, hey, dude, I heard the crime rate with the demographics is different. I heard it on John Christ's podcast. You're like, get out of this room. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. No. This guy has no idea.
Dude. Oh, John's got the crime rate stats for us?
Oh, nice, dude, I wish I could go back in my... I wish I could scroll back in my Instagram. There's this kid. He's like 2 years old. He's explaining to his sister about how girl cows are put out white milk and boy cows put out chocolate milk.
Smart kid.
He's like a baby.
Genius.
And he's explaining this. This girl's like, really? And he's so confident. Mm-hmm. He's like, go. And I sent it to Lydia. And then she goes, how did they find your podcast?
Dang it. That's really good. I know.
She's like, how did they find your
That's
podcast?
Really good.
Like, dude, he was so confident.
Yeah.
This kid was the most, I'll show it to you after the pod.
He's right, though. So, yeah. I mean, that is,
I mean, he's right. Yeah. 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 And if you didn't know any better, you're like, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like he knows what he's doing. This is Cows 101.
Yeah. I'll say, I just have one take hot off the press this morning.
Sure.
Is we went to church. Yesterday.
Hey.
Give it up for him. That's what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted. Yep. That was my, I did go to, that's it.
Actually. That was it. Yeah.
Anyway, on to the news. Yep. Yeah. Now we went to the church and we got in there. I'd say probably got there on time, a little early.
Come on, a little early.
First time ever.
On Easter?
Yeah, first time ever.
Very big. I'm
pretty proud of that.
Cool.
So every church does some kind of like occasion or something, right? They have something special. We'll get to one in a second that somebody sent me that was unreal.
Yep.
That is way, way, way too much.
Yep.
I think you want your church to do a little, mm-hmm. but not the most.
That's well said.
Okay. You wanted them to do a little.
Right.
A little extra.
Right.
So I walk into my church, Dunkin' Donuts. Boom, 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 boom. All lined up, right?
Love, dude.
All lined up. No, listen. All lined up, open, only the bad ones left. Dude, only the bad. Dude. Get glazed, maybe chocolate sprinkle. I would go every single one. I would go 8 glazed, 4 chocolate sprinkle. Boom. Get 100 of them. Mm-hmm. If you don't like that, get out of this church. I speak on behalf of the church.
What are the bad ones?
The bad ones are the they're not like donut. They're cakey. They're little like a, they're stronger. They're like more of like breaded.
Like a bear claw?
I don't know what those are. The bad ones are, okay, the chocolate ones that are, they're full chocolate.
Oh, like chocolate donut.
Bad.
Yeah, chocolate donut, chocolate glazed.
Never should exist. That's it should be glazed, right?
Yes.
With the chocolate on top.
Got it.
Maybe sprinkles and then just glazed. That's the only three that should exist.
Okay.
Anything strawberry? Yeah. All that stuff should not exist.
I'm showing John pictures of bear claws.
Yeah. They didn't have any of those.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're all, go to Dunkin' Donuts menu. I'll tell you the ones that should never exist. Nobody gets these. And this is probably going to be a hot take because they're going to, everybody like, dude, I love those in the airport.
No, this is important.
No, you don't. This is important. How do they find your podcast? Okay. What do we got? Go to Donuts.
Donut menu.
Okay. I've never looked at this in my life.
Me neither. I didn't know they had this online. This is crazy.
Do they have the photos of it?
The
varieties.
Donuts.
Oh, there varieties. It is. I think you just clicked on it.
It's just a list though. It's a drop-down list. I was looking to see if they had pictures.
All right. Well, all those we don't need.
Also, I've never heard of any of these in my.
No, we don't need any of these. What are these? Go to a photo of a Dunkin' Donuts assortment, maybe.
Yeah, let's just go. Let's go. This is ridiculous. Dunkin' Donuts.
How can I find menu assortment? Maybe.
We just want to
go to images.
Why is this so hard?
Yeah, dude, look at these. All right, look at these. None of these.
Got him.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Yes, this is what we want. That was a struggle. Yeah. This is what we need.
What a terrible photo it is, but we'll take it. Here we go. Let's hit it here.
All right.
Lovely.
Old fashioned. No.
Okay, I'm going to fight you there, John, right up top, dude. I'm going to cape for the old fashioned.
An old fashioned donut?
Yeah, dude, I love an old fashioned donut.
Okay.
Love it. With a coffee or an apple cider.
Well, you're not welcome in my church. No, okay, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah, we welcome everyone. That's what's on the sign. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Don't come.
There's a verse in the John Christ version that says, thou shalt not have old fashioned donuts.
That's in the Trump
Bible. In my household.
In the Trump Bible.
Did you see that, by the way?
Yeah.
How funny after we were just talking about you putting one out. He's like, I'm putting one out.
He's like, I have one.
Yeah. I'm putting one out.
Yeah. He said with the God Bless America, which I don't think I've read it.
The Trump Bible.
The real Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's, that's not in there.
No.
God bless America.
Definitely not.
Turns out it's not in there.
No.
Blueberry cake.
Thumbs up.
No,
come
dude.
On, man.
No.
You just need, your palate is, I'm not with it right
people
now.
People have said that. I have been, that has been a critique of mine.
Okay.
I think at the roast, people have said that.
That was said, which we'll get to later.
Yeah. Boston cream.
I'm out.
No, dude.
Out on Boston cream.
Not at church.
No.
What do you need a napkin then?
Absolutely. No. Maybe a bib.
Yeah, you're not going, but no. Butternut?
I don't know if I've even seen that one in person.
Chocolate frosted with sprinkles.
Yes.
Yes.
Hard, hard yes.
Chocolate glazed.
Pass.
No. Chocolate cream?
First of all, that's monstrosity.
No, dude.
It's just a donut filled with chocolate?
Absolutely gross.
That's,
French cruller. No.
Nope, I'm out.
Glazed. Yes.
Yes.
Jelly.
Yes.
No. No.
Why?
That's the same as Boston cream.
No, it's actually the opposite of Boston cream.
But you still need a bib.
You do need a bib, kind of.
Vanilla cream.
No.
Strawberry frosted with sprinkles.
That's no, for five-year-olds.
No. Get glazed. All right, for glazed and chocolate frosted with sprinkles, that's all we two need.
Well,
no.
We disagree on some of the types. I'm not mad at your approach.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. I mean, this is not a unique take. Like, you go to, like, you have a pizza party.
Mm-hmm.
They got, like, four pepperonis and then, like, one pineapple, like two like vegan pizzas, and you're like, dude, no one's eating this.
Yes.
And then you get there late.
Yep.
And you got vegan pizza.
Yep.
That it tastes like there's no distinction between that and the box it came in.
Yep.
And you're like, dude, but here's the problem. Those people complain.
Yeah.
There's somebody is going to get an email from the church. How come there's no jelly filled?
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to glaze.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, so we got to be all things to all people.
Yep.
And that, I think that we got to start. I need to be in charge of something.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of nothing.
You got to get on like the, what
I need
board
to start a
that?
Business, a board, Nashville city councils. Cause I need to start.
That's it. Nashville
I need
city
to start.
Council.
Maybe that's it.
I don't think anybody here has ever liked a mayor that we've had. Maybe you should run.
Dude, I could die. I could get a council spot. Then I got to go.
Right. Then you have something to do.
Yeah.
Now.
Then I got to go. Yeah. On Tuesdays, I got the pod.
You got the pod. You can't.
I get into the
pod. So that's it. You can't do it.
Yeah. But I appreciated that. But it's always, at our show, the merch, we got small, medium, large, XL, maybe a couple double X's.
Nice.
And then every time we get an email, how come there's no 3X's? You're discriminated. I go,
yeah.
All right, we're going to get a whole box of 3X's, sell one.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to hold those 3X's for...
And the people that... an intern was in charge of going to get donuts. If I was in charge, hey, I get 50 boxes of glazed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would get glazed, 10 glazed, 2 chocolate in every one. Maybe...
Really?
Maybe 9 glazed, 3 chocolate. You go 6-6?
I'd go 6-6. I think it's a pretty even split, chocolate. Like sprinkles? Chocolate frosted versus glazed.
Yeah. I might go...
9-3 is...
8-4. Let's settle on that.
Okay.
I could go
7-5.
7-5.
Meet me in the middle. 7-5.
Yeah,
we'll go 7-5.
Now, here's what you don't want to do. And I've long since been made jokes about churches on Easter being their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I've made these jokes for forever.
Yes.
I think I handed them off to the next Christian comedian in the line.
Next gen.
Yeah. No one's picked it up yet.
Yep.
But I left it where it was. We got this email this morning. Speaking of Easter.
Yeah.
Just stellar.
Yeah.
This says, hello, Southbrook families. Sincere email, by the way.
Yeah.
We regret to inform you that that the Easter Bunny, hello, Southbrook families. We regret to inform you that the Easter Bunny will no longer be able to skydive today due to weather. It wouldn't be safe for him to hop out of the plane. We hope you're still able to join us and visit with him in the Southbrook Kids. See you soon. Real.
Real email.
Real email.
From a real church.
From a real church.
About a real skydiving Easter Bunny.
Okay. Easter, we all reviewed the story.
Yeah.
The tomb, they go to it, stones rolled back, the linens are in there.
Yep.
Jesus
isn't.
Isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it. It appears. It's a miracle. Lives are changed. And he, and
death is
you know,
conquered.
Yeah, Christ ascended to heaven. He's like, hey, sounds like You guys got it down here. Mm-hmm. I left you some instructions. I'm a go. Y'all take it from here. Mm-hmm. And 2,000 years later, Southbrook.
Yes.
Doesn't have it from here, it turns out. No. Doesn't have it from here.
No.
I don't know what Southbrook is, and I've probably done a show there, so I love them, and I respect their effort to try to get to attract the lost. Let's say that.
There's one thing I know about Southbrook.
That's it.
They got a budget. They got a budget and a mail list.
Because they talk about this like it has happened.
Right.
Many times.
Right.
This is why, and also we regret to inform you, is like, dude, it's going down.
This is going to hurt some feelings.
Hello, Southbrook families. We regret to inform you that, I could just break this down phrase by phrase.
Yeah.
We regret to inform you,
right.
Meaning it's happened many times and sounds like that is the main reason people are attending.
We know you were looking forward to this today.
Hey, it should say, hey, Southbrook families, Jesus did in fact still rise from the grave.
Despite the fact the bunny will not be jumping,
okay.
Jesus is still king.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway,
come we'll celebrate.
See you on Sunday. Come celebrate. Hold on. That's hilarious, dude. We regret to inform you that the Easter bunny...
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just imagining getting to like eternity and having to like, they just show these receipts.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Easter Bunny is at your church? Yeah. All right. Well, it's kind of like a Santa thing, but isn't that kind of against what we, yeah, but it's like more like we just attract people. Once we get them in, then we preach, you know, then we, you know, they get there for the right reasons, but that's just kind of a way we get. So it's an Easter Bunny? No. It's not a bunny. It's a guy.
Right.
It's a guy dressed as a bunny. And this is at Southbrook? Yeah, Southbrook. Okay. So what does he do? Just walk in? Okay. Well, he used to walk in and then people kind of were like complaining, like, this is kind of boring. All the Easter Bunny. We used to have a bunny and then we got an Easter Bunny suit. And then he did like a dance. He did like a little like, you know, it's a choreographed thing. Yeah. And then people were kind of over that. And we're like, how do we... So, last couple years, there's a guy at our church with a plane, and then there's a guy that is skydives, and what we do, we used to read the Bible in the service, but now we go, when does this happening?
Right.
Before?
This can't be before. Dude.
After?
It has to be after. It
has to be after.
It can't be before.
And is he doing the 9 and the 11? Or is he doing... Is it
two jumps?
Is it two jumps? He's doing the 130 service?
You think at the gates, they're like, you know, they got to testify for this one. And God's like, hey, what's this one? And they're like,
yeah. Hey.
To be fair, the book didn't say we should.
He's like, hey. he goes, service was packed.
Yeah.
And he goes...
We sold it out. You saw. Don't act like you didn't see that.
You know the numbers?
Yeah,
you see
come the on, number? Man. Scoreboard.
You see the numbers, dude? We regret to inform you that the Easter Bunny will not be able to skydive today due to the weather.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be safe for him, too. They're like, can we just stick to information? Now, let me throw in a hop.
Yeah,
what's that called?
A pun.
Yeah, let me throw in a pun. Yeah.
Let me hit a pun real quick.
Because the skydiver who is... probably hungover. Yeah. He's like, yo.
Has nothing to do with the church.
He checked the Doppler, yeah. And he's like, yo, I'm not trying to jump out of with an Easter Bunny costume. Yeah,
nah, fam. I like that this says, we'll not be able to skydive today. Meaning they waited until the last minute to make this call.
That's from the morning.
Yes. This was morning of. They tried and tried and tried to make this happen, and they were like, we got to call it, guys.
Think about what you've told your kids.
They woke up that day.
Oh,
they were all excited for it.
This is regretful. This is tough.
Okay, so if you're a parent and you get this email, are you telling your kids before you go?
We regret to inform you that the Easter Bunny will not be able to skydive today due to the weather. It would not be safe for him to hop out of a plane.
I don't think I'm telling my kids.
And just show up?
Yeah, I'm going to let the pastor be the best.
And then act like we all are learning at the same time.
Yeah,
be like, time.
Oh, what I gotta, do you yeah, mean yeah, I got to.
No,
oh, no. And then, I'm so disappointed.
Shoot. Now we just got
to. We're already here.
Got to just listen to the story then.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Oh, but he's still there. No, dude, he's still.
At least there's donuts for us. Oh, man. Oh, the donuts dude. Are trash
jelly
too.
Filled?
Ew.
No, dude, he's still there.
Yeah,
he's still coming.
Yeah, he's just not jumping out of a plane.
I hope you're still able to join us and visit with him. I don't think you visit with him. Do you?
I guess. You sit on his lap? Like, also, what do you do
also,
with Easter Bunny?
Also, if I'm a skydiver, which doing it at like, you know, the guys that do it at like the football games, they do it and then they come down at the 50-yard line and they like land, right?
Right.
Sometimes guys go into this audience and it's a disaster.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah. So there's bad weather. They didn't say if it was rain or if it was wind. We don't know.
Right.
But it sounds like he can't make the landing that he's trying to make.
Right.
But is this, if I'm skydiving, it's like you like playing football. It's like you got the pads, you got the thing. If you're skydiving, I've been skydiving before. I just wore long pants, shoes laced up, and I think a zip up or something like that. They go, can you skydive? Yeah. Oh, can you put on this? Dude, that's a head.
Yeah,
how's he getting that down?
I don't know how you're doing that.
How you doing that? You skydiving? Oh, we shouldn't Google it, should we? Southbrook Easter Bunny?
I mean,
Southbrook Easter Bunny skydiver? There's
twist
no way.
Twist my arm.
Yeah, sky.
Southbrook.
Southbrook, we're going to come through. Next year, we're coming through.
Easter Bunny skydive.
No, surely no, dude.
Oh, boy. The worst part is there's a lot of results. There's a lot of results,
there's too
dude.
Many, dude.
A lot
there's
of
too
them.
That. And then now the churches that people are listening are now getting, now there's going to be more.
Yeah, there's going to be copycats.
Oh, no, dude.
I don't know if this is
I want to see the skydiver.
Right.
Yeah, this is not it.
This
yeah.
is an announcement.
Oh, this is
the,
but this
about
is Southbrook.
It.
Yeah, right. yeah. Oh, that's Southbrook. Well, we didn't find the guy jumping.
No.
How does he come down in the whole costume?
I don't understand how he keeps the head on, because usually that thing's falling off when they're just running around.
There he is.
Never mind skydiving. My goodness, dude. I can't believe this is real.
Hey, that's even more confusing to try to tell a kid.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, dude. Oh, man. I wish everyone was watching on YouTube. I wish everyone was watching on YouTube. Okay, the Easter Bunny.
Give the thumbs up.
The Easter Bunny. That's next to the interstate, by the way. Right yeah. behind him is the interstate for sure. Okay, so he.
You
it's
can
a,
see his ankles. It's a,
they're checking him, dude.
Look, she's pulling the pants. So
okay, so it's
feet.
A tandem jump.
Right.
It's a tandem jump. This is unbelievable. This may or may not be Southbrook, right?
It is not Southbrook.
All right, go back to the beginning.
Can
I'll
confirm.
Watch it again.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy lands. Skirt. Boom. It takes out. What was he planning on doing? Catching him?
No, dude. He nailed that guy.
Oh.
Also, interesting choice of canvas.
I
it's a
that.
Rainbow canvas.
Also celebrating transgender. Day of
there you go.
Visibility.
Yep.
Two birds with one stone.
Nice.
Southbrook. Over the interstate. Trying to be caught by the youth pastor for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So it's a tandem jump. That's what we didn't understand.
Why does it look like everybody who's lined up to catch him is Australian? How Australian do these people look? Don't they look Australian?
Yeah, they do look Australian. They do look Australian. No, no disrespect to the Australians.
Oi.
Yeah. They got, oh, then they got to get they got to get the thing
the
done.
Thumbs up is yeah. killing me.
But it's, so he's not, the Easter Bunny's not jumping alone.
No.
Yeah, dude, you can see his whole knee. So he had the helm. Yeah, this is unbelievable. I like how many staff meetings were involved in executing this.
He's like, please get me out of this harness.
Yeah.
And does then get to, me out of this costume.
Does he have to go over and shake hands with the kids?
Most likely.
Dude, if I was a kid, I'd be like, you know, when you turn 40, you look back and you go, dude, remember? I'm pretty sure my church, an Easter Bunny, sky... Is it Skydove?
Skydove.
Skydove.
Yeah.
Shout out, Southbrook Church. Great piece of content. Stellar piece of content. And thank you for whoever sent in that email.
That's
just
amazing.
Just stellar. We did. We got the video back from my birthday roast.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
We what a fun night.
What a night. You were the, thanks for coming out, by the way.
Dude, it was a blast.
It was unbelievable. All the All-Star Nashville comics and some flew in from out of town.
Yep.
To give me a little bit of a roast. And I was like, well, let's just do it on the podcast. Let's just review five of them.
Yeah.
Let me say there was, how do you say this? There was some jokes that should stay in there.
Just stay in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should never.
They're not for the public.
No, they're not for the public. Yep. But let me say, those are the ones we laughed the hardest at.
Absolutely, man.
And I was like, because I came up with these, the five or six right here mm-hmm. that we're going to watch
yep.
and listen to. And if you have been around the John Crist sphere for however long, you will find these very funny.
Yes.
I tried to choose the ones that were the most honest and that were the, but, how do you want to do it? You just want to watch them?
We'll watch them like one at a time. We'll pause in between.
Okay. So let me just say it was a surprise to me.
Yeah, you didn't know that this was happening.
I did not know this was happening.
What did you think was happening?
But, dude, we were doing a dinner the next night. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even on my radar.
Nice.
To like think of something that might be happening.
Well played by Lydia.
Yeah, my girlfriend. So I do New Material Monday, which is at the club on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. I go down there and do the show from, you know, 7 to 9 or whatever. And then the owner of the club brought me next door because they're doing a construction on this part of the club. I was over there for like 40 minutes. They filled this place with all my friends. Mm-hmm. Everybody was at the show. And then some unbelievable comics. Nate Bargatze was on the show. Liam Morgan was on the show. Tim Hawkins, the comedian that I learned everything I know from, flew in for the show.
Crazy.
Mandel was on the show. Derek Stroop flew in to be on the show.
Yep.
Josh Black was on the show.
Yep.
Aaron Weber, Brian Bates. It was a full lineup.
Yeah. Stacked.
Full lineup. Invited everybody, handpicked by my girlfriend.
So when
somebody could come, somebody couldn't.
We got there and like the marquee said, "Happy birthday, John Crist."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "How? What does he think he's?"
I was around the back
coming here, so you didn't even see that.
No, I never saw it.
So then, when did you know?
Okay, I got into the green room and like Derek Stroop was in there.
Yeah,
but that wouldn't be that uncommon.
Would it be weird for him to come and not tell you though?
Nah, really.
Okay.
Because we always end the tour on Sunday or Monday anyway. Maybe he like stuck around.
Sure.
Or like maybe has a regional show Tuesday, came in.
Yep.
I was like, and then I saw him and I go, what? And then Garrett was there
yep.
filming. And I still was like, oh, that's weird. And then they go, we're having a roast for you. And I go, what? And then Liam Morgan, who was already there,
yep.
Nate, who was already there, Mandel, who was already on the show, I kind of started piecing it together. But I didn't have this big reaction because I was like, until I walked out.
Yeah.
And I saw all of my friends, many that had flown in.
Yep.
When I saw Tim Hawkins, I was like, dude.
That was crazy.
That's crazy that he was there.
That's so cool.
So they sat me up on the stage and Derek hosted it. And it was so... Everybody says that I was such a good sport about like taking all the jokes, mm-hmm. but I was like, I thought they were hilarious.
Yeah.
I wish they would have gone harder.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think
they went pretty hard. Those are the ones that will stay private.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the ones that stay private. Oh yeah.
Dude, so good, man.
Gosh. It's so, people don't understand like a roast, like a good roast is like, I was honored that they all took the time to prepare something.
Absolutely.
I was honored by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we got the first one. This is by, is Aaron?
I think Derek's first.
Derek's first. Here we go.
People ask me all the time. They're like Howard John's fans at the show. I always tell them they're usually not huge comedy fans, so they love his act.
Yo, dude.
Nice.
What?
Very nice.
They're meaning like people that come to my shows have never been to a comedy show before.
Right.
And they're like, this is awesome.
Yeah, we don't know what this is.
Meaning like if they ever found out about other comics.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, John got me into it and then I never looked back. I just kind of.
That's such a good joke. That's it's a perfect misdirection.
Yes.
Because it's just like it's like jumping over the creek.
That's so good, man.
Gosh, here's one from who's from Aaron Weber.
Aaron Weber's next, yeah.
The Amish haircut. You remember the Amish haircut that he had? And he made that his personality for a few weeks. Remember that? That felt really mean. I was just kidding. But I'm saying he likes the Amish because they're the only group of people that can't Google him. And that's why.
That's such a great joke, dude.
I love that he got like he scared himself with the first.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, oh, and then yeah,
that was a lot. Sorry, man.
He looked over at me, and I was like, nah, dude, it's funny, yeah, dude. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's
like he made that his personality for every week.
He's like, there was no. Everybody's like, what is the joke? I was like, I don't know. I just like to do it. He's like, is there like a bit? Or Nate, what does Nate say? Is there like a bit about it? Is there a video we
missed? He's like, did you make a video or something? Yeah, like, so. Well, I don't really understand. Like, you just had it. Oh, okay.
40.
I mean,
you're 40.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, he did it twice. He didn't just do it once.
Because I feel like looking back on the an analysis, Aaron Weber, I don't think meant to say the member when he made that his personality for a few weeks.
No,
that didn't sound
that.
Like that was written.
Yeah, that was ad-libbed on the spot.
So he goes, John's a bowl cut. Remember when he got the bowl cut and he made that his personality for 2 weeks?
He was just in the pocket.
Not
feeling mean.
Not untrue. Dude. Yeah. Not untrue. Stellar. So that's the only group that can't Google him.
That's so funny.
Great
dude.
Joke.
Phenomenal.
Great nod. Nod to the past.
Yes.
And it so funny, dude. I thought that was one of the best jokes of the night.
That's so good.
Here we go. We got Josh Black.
Yes.
Oh, no.
When Morgan Wallen got caught saying the N-word, John texted him and said, we all been there, fam. We all been there.
Dude, he came so hot.
I forgot to mention Josh Black.
He was so good.
Josh Black,
man.
Off the top.
So good.
He was the first one.
He opened it, yeah.
Yeah. So they were trying to. I talked to Lucy a little bit of Zany's, and I was trying to. How did y'all get this lineup?
Yeah.
Well, they're like, they got to be a combination of like John's good friends and people that know how to roast.
Right.
Like Josh is like he's been on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Premier roaster in Nashville.
Yeah.
He has a roast battle coming up in like a month.
Oh, nice.
It's in April. I put it on my calendar.
Nice.
They're unbelievable, dude.
Dude, he killed it.
The roasts are do you watch the Comedy Central roasts are iconic.
Super iconic.
Iconic, dude.
Are they doing them anymore? I don't think I've seen one.
I don't think they do.
Not
on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I mean, but they've got, I mean, some, the Justin Bieber roast.
Great.
Was iconic, mm-hmm. dude. Yeah. But there is like a, I mean, who's been, they had the Rob Lowe. I think they've had a Trump roast, didn't they? A long time ago.
Yeah.
Where you go, man, this is so. Whatever this career is or whatever, it's all we've taken this way too serious.
Yeah.
We've taken this way too serious.
Josh killed it.
Killed it, dude. Yeah. That's the least funny joke he had. But yeah. I couldn't include any of the other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wild, I don't even know what that joke means exactly. I mean, I think
you're
white
with racist tendencies. Yeah. Is that what that, you're closeted racist? Is
but
that
the he's joke? Saying it, dude. When Morgan Wallen got caught saying the N-word, I texted him and said, we've all been there.
We've all been there, fam. Yo, it's cool. I got you, bro.
Fam is wild, dude.
Yeah, fam.
Here we go. We got one from, you want to do one from Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Brian Bates is next.
Here we go, Brian Bates.
I'm a little embarrassed. My 2-year-old daughter wants to be a comedian like you.
Yep.
She falls on the ground for no reason. She repeats jokes that she heard me tell, pretend like they're her own. And in private, she wears a MAGA hat and says illegals are ruining our country.
The 2-year-old. The build on that is nice.
Nice. It's a great joke. Brian Bates, one of the best joke writers in town.
He's very, like, his presentation is very subtle.
Yeah, very subtle.
He's just very casual.
I mean, dude, he had some brutal. Some of his other ones were ruthless, dude.
Because he was up there with Aaron and Nate.
And Nate. Yeah, they did like a Nate Lamb podcast
and,
thing together.
And Nate and Aaron kind of like flew through theirs. And
yeah.
Brian was like, I got a lot more, so I'm just going to keep going.
Gosh,
he just kept.
He did. I mean, he was like at a wedding, like the maid of honor.
Yeah.
4 pages.
Yeah,
front and back.
Yeah, he was.
Small font.
Yep.
This guy was small just font. Going for it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, which. He said he flails around a lot. Mm-hmm. I've gotten critiques of that. I do that on stage. Mm-hmm. If anyone's ever been to the show, there's a lot of me, I don't know, falling over, laying on the ground, hiding behind the stool.
Yeah, it's active. You're burning calories.
A lot of physical comedy.
Yeah.
He likes to flail around a lot. takes jokes that are and using them as her own that I've repeated is wild. That he said Brian Bates said I'm stealing jokes from him.
Yep.
No, dude. Yep. But we do have a lot. Actually, I did try to buy a joke from Brian Bates one time.
How does that go?
I mean, I didn't do it.
Oh.
But I was like, man, that's an unbelievable. It was something about Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's an incredible joke. But then I was like, well, I got plenty of jokes.
Yeah.
I've never bought a joke. Do
people buy jokes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
How?
It's like an open mic night. You go, I mean, usually they would say, hey, can I? I mean, actually, I hear about it a lot. I've never seen it happen. There's guys that have, like, I know a guy that's a writer for a comic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comic, though.
Got it.
So when he kind of like tightens one up, he'll send the guy his 30 minutes. Do you want any of these?
Is that prevalent? Like, is that happening a lot or no?
Not prevalent. Not prevalent. I've never used one from somebody else or taken one from somebody else ever.
That's so interesting.
But that is the reason why that joke is so funny is because that's like, and I think there's another one from Stroop about that's like the holy grail is you get caught lifting a joke.
Yeah.
Because that you've seen that on TikTok, like Amy Schumer or
Mencia.
Carlos Mencia or whoever or sometimes SNL, they're like, this joke is ripped exactly from this bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of, me and Stroop have talked a lot, there's a lot of parallel thinking.
For sure.
Think about all the things you ingest all day. And then like a month later, that thought comes to you. You don't remember where it came from.
Right.
When you go, oh, this is, but it's kind of like a repeat offense type thing. If you like get a rep or somebody should like, dude, this, like if somebody else says like, I don't know, what's a bit, like dogs and cats are different because cats always hide from me and dogs, no matter what, love you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't say somebody else stole that from you.
Right.
That's like, but if I did like, I'm one of eight kids homeschooled from Lilburn, Georgia, and my dad made us get up and you're like, dude, that's John's crisp bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's his.
Yeah.
You can't take that.
No.
And then somebody said the goal was to write jokes in your act that only you can tell.
Nice.
Like Jim Gaffigan is like, I have eight kids and I'm overweight and I'm Catholic. I can't take that.
Right.
It's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say? That I flail around a lot, take jokes, and then
in private,
I wear a MAGA hat.
Yeah. Complain about how immigrants are ruining the country.
That's wild, dude.
The progression on it of his 2-year-old daughter doing these things is like, dude.
It's such a misdirection.
Just his 2-year-old being like, yeah, I love this hat and I hate immigrants. Really do. Just like John. I want to be just like him.
Just like John Christ. Stellar joke. I really like that joke a lot. Here's one from Tim. The legend. The goat.
I love John. He's a beautiful man. He was born with mascara.
Where was that? What do you mean?
That's it.
I was born with mascara.
That's the joke.
Everybody says, what does that mean? I look like I have mascara on?
Yeah, at times.
All the time people say that to me all the time.
Yeah.
Every time, mostly on TikTok, people say that
a
lot.
Yeah, the comments say that a lot.
Dude, lay off the mascara. I don't think I've ever worn mascara in my life.
You were born for like Fall Out Boy.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I was.
You should have.
Oh, yeah.
You should have went that route.
No, somebody did tell me one time. They go, dude, like your Botox looks great. And I thought that was the highest compliment.
That's like getting a joke lifted.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of that. Yeah.
And I was like, well, no, because they were like, your face looks good.
Yeah.
And I never had Botox.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I think that's a compliment.
Huge compliment,
dude. It's because it's a guy wearing mascara. I guess that's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or it means that you don't show facial expression very effectively.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Maybe
it might mean that.
It might mean that. I thought that was, Tim had another one.
He had some good ones.
Tim had a joke. It will never be. About Trey Kennedy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yep.
I mean, that's so wild, dude.
Trey would have loved that one.
Trey would love. You got to tell Trey.
I talked
to Trey over the weekend.
Yeah.
Mikel was with him. Our DJ was with him, and he told him.
Nice.
He was dying.
That was great.
I mean, it's just so out of pocket.
That was my first time hearing Tim.
Was it?
Yeah, I've never seen his comedy before. Yeah, I've heard you talk highly about him a lot.
He's a legend, bro. He's awesome. A legend. Yeah, just every show this weekend. He's probably got 4 shows this weekend, 5,000 people every show.
Crazy.
Packed, can't find a seat.
That's unreal.
One of the goats.
We got another one from Derek.
Here we go.
And nobody knew how great John's life had truly been until he told on a podcast that one of his lowest points was having drinks in the morning at the airport, which is how most people start their vacations.
That was one of my favorite ones of the night.
That's an unbelievable joke. That's an unbelievable joke because I've never thought that.
Yeah, that from that perspective.
Never.
Yeah.
And Josh had a joke about how my cancellation and rehab was kind of silly too.
Yeah.
And you go, it just puts your whole like life into perspective.
Yeah.
You go, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
He's talking about you with Bert Kreischer, right? Yes. That was on the BertCast?
Which I was like, Bert Kreischer, which is like I was all on the news everywhere. And then he had me on his podcast. So I like got canceled and he wanted to hear the story. And I was like, I said I was drinking a lot. And he goes, well, how bad was it? And I go, well, one time I remember this coming home from Midland, Texas. I had a layover in DFW and I got a drink at like 9 a.m. I got a shot of Tito's or something like that. And I was crying, dude.
And Bert kept looking at you like,
what the?
Get to the bad part.
Like, we should go back and review that podcast. And dude, he's like, what?
He's blown away the whole time. Just looking at you like, waiting for the other shoe
and,
to drop.
And all that. And same with what Josh Black said about my cancellation. It does uncover like the religion, how the religion is how it had affected me.
Mm-hmm.
Not my relationship with Christ, but all this subculture, this community.
Yes,
like regular people are like, wait, what?
Yeah. If you're outside the faith,
looking at my cancellation, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And it was like, Josh, and I think it was like, dude, was that like okay for me to say? I go, dude, not only okay, I go, you have no idea how disarming that is to my past.
Mm.
Like, it just melts off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any kind of shame or like baggage or like, it's so, if somebody says the truth about it in humor, I mean, gosh, what a joke, dude.
It's so good.
And it's just, he makes it, Brian Bates had the one, John didn't put it in there, but he goes, I love John. I tell everybody I know about John. He goes, I have a buddy that's a writer for the Christian magazine. I told him, and then he's like, there's four women you should speak to. Yes,
dude. I can put you in contact. They'd have a lot to say. I take it back. That was my favorite joke of the night.
That's an unbelievable joke. That was my favorite joke of the night. And then, well, it's Josh Black. He said that my safe word was Deuteronomy.
Awesome joke. Yeah, phenomenal, bro.
I can't put that one in here either, dude.
You need any good joke, too, has some... Any, I'm sorry, a any little bit good of, roast,
yeah,
any
yeah.
good roast has some that make the crowd go, ooh,
yeah.
Like, ooh, we're going to pull back a little bit. Because, that one was.
Dude. I mean, go back and watch some of those Comedy Central roasts. They're just
brutal.
Like, some of them about like the one that like Nikki Glaser had a joke about Jewel one time, mm-hmm. about her teeth. It was just like, or was it Ann Coulter or somebody up there was just like, gosh, dude. And they, I mean, come to the roast battle with Josh Black later this month. And,
yeah.
And it's just so.
I'd love to hear him
You do sit there like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
That I love the parallel of that's how most people start their vacations.
Just let you go. I was like sincerely crying and sincerely like going to, it's like, dude, gosh.
You're like, I'm spiraling.
So good.
You know, the family of four next to you has like mimosas and shots lined up in their tropical shirts.
And I'm going back to go to Bible study, dude. Yeah. We got another one from Aaron.
Yes.
I love John. I learned everything I know about comedy from John. Like tonight, I only have 3 jokes, but if I flail around a bunch, I can make that an hour, no problem.
Same joke, I guess, from earlier.
Right.
Making fun of my act.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate had one about my show. He goes, what did he say? He's like, John invited me to come out to his show. And I was like, there's no way.
He said, are you sure?
Yeah, I said, he's sure.
You sure you want me to see it?
He's like, what am I going to see?
You sure? You sure it's ready for me to see it?
Which I don't think I have, I got no insecurity about that.
It's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? It's fun. Like, I know where my position is in comedy and where the kind of, you know, venues that we sell. And
so does he. That's why the joke is funny.
And all those people are like, I know that, I think the what's beautiful about a roast is all those people love me.
Absolutely.
And I know they do.
It's the only reason it works.
Yeah. If any of those were TikTok comments, I'd be furious. Oh, dude, I would be furious, dude. I would.
You'd be texting me. I'd be like, John, put the phone down. Stop. You got to get out of the comments.
I would be
bro,
at 2 a.m. Yeah. I can't believe
this isn't good.
I would be furious. If any of these jokes were on TikTok comments from strangers, I'd be furious.
Who made the joke about your stage voice?
Tim. What are we doing? Yeah. You talk to him regularly. He's like, what's up? You get on stage. What's going on, Chattanooga?
Baby.
We got to put that whole – I'm trying to think of – I mean, I have the whole roast, but on a private link.
Yeah.
Like to send out to my agents and stuff like that, like my family, but I can't.
You'd probably need to do some editing work on that.
Yeah, I don't want to – yeah. What Leanne
plus, I also think it's kind of nice for just like the people who were in the room and for you. Like it was just a nice little special moment.
Yeah, Leanne, she's like, all that stuff about you being canceled and all that stuff, and she's like, how come you never flirted with me?
Genuinely disappointed. Just like, what happened? Like,
she's like,
am I not
all the times we spent together?
never, not even did it cross your mind? Like, do you ever think of me?
It's so, it just like exposes the humanity of all of us. Mm-hmm. That's like, obviously, that's a little bit true.
Yeah.
Or if somebody was like, wait, you never, gosh, dude.
Yeah.
That's so good, dude. I mean, I've never felt more like oddly loved.
Mm-hmm.
After this, we got another one.
Yeah.
Stroop. Stroop come back with another one.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, what's the funniest joke you've ever heard John tell? And I told him I'll never forget because it's a joke we all love that Cat Williams does.
Yo, dude. Which Cat Williams, everybody, that was mentioned a couple of times. Cat Williams is my favorite comic.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Yeah.
The reason I started comedy. So I think I talk about it in here sometime.
For sure.
Cat Williams. I don't have any jokes that are similar to Cat Williams.
Yeah. Talk about telling jokes from a unique perspective.
I couldn't.
By the way. That's what
I
Cat
literally
does.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
But he would inspire me, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
He said, what's your favorite joke that John tells? It's one that Cat Williams does.
It's great.
Great
we
joke.
We got one more from Aaron.
All right. Here we go. Close it out.
John is a dear friend. I've always, you know, I'm worried about John sometimes, but I can always tell how well he's doing based on what he's wearing. Like, the more ridiculous the outfit, the more demons he's battling at that moment. Like, t-shirt and jeans, he's doing great, right? Jordan's in a ramen noodle sweatsuit. Book him a flight to Arizona that day.
Today,
dude.
Book the flight. Get this man back.
Do you think that's true? Do you think that's true about the podcast?
About your fits?
Now people are going to be watching the podcast thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do sometimes I have make a statement.
Yeah, you go off at times.
With like a racing jacket or something like that.
I haven't made the connection, but I'm going to be watching. So you must be doing all right today.
I'm wearing a Travis Tritt
1996
tour t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's fine.
A normal graphic tee.
Yeah. So if I, what do I come in here for, like
is that,
a white?
That lanyard's on the shirt?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, that's wild. I've never seen that before.
I got it from a stylist.
Because initially I was like, are you wearing the VIP lanyard?
Oh, wearing the lanyard.
I was like, dude, sure. What?
That's a wild look. Oh, yeah. Let me think. What do I come in here? I guess I come in here in some like the reflective vests.
Yes.
Maybe some NASCAR. Maybe some Pitbull t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We could look back at all the thumbnails. We don't need to.
There's a lot of them.
I don't know if that connection can be made. But now people are going to be watching.
Right.
All that to say, unbelievable night. I'm glad you could be a part of it.
It was fun, man.
A lot of my friends flew into town. We're going to do – we'll have to do something with that link. I can't post it. No, I'm just going to keep it. But I do have it.
Patreon.
How much?
$20 a month.
And we were at least one joke a month.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude, there's so many.
$20 a month and we're just dripping out 14-second clips.
Dude, how long
for
until
a year
I
and
get
a
this
half?
Thing until I finally get it?
Yeah.
What an unbelievable night, man. And I think, and I should say in the clip, is that's what I think that's what comedy is. Russell Brand said, tell the truth about the things you care about.
Mm.
That's stand-up comedy. So like a lot of the things that I talk about, church, growing up as a Christian, NASCAR, Southern culture, texting, social media, same in this podcast.
Yep.
We had telling that if it didn't, there's so many things we scroll past and you go, no.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we, the Easter thing, why do we care about that? I do want to tell the truth about the things I care about.
Yeah.
I do care about the church deeply. right?
Yep.
I do care. Like, that's, I'll take it at a funny angle, but I do, and then everybody took the time to, I know how busy all those people are, that took the time to write a couple jokes about me was, if that's not one of the five love languages, it certainly should be.
That's so cool, man.
Certainly should be. Thanks, everybody. This week's episode brought to you by Miracle Made. I woke up on those sheets this morning. Mm. Baby. Oh. Okay. No, I left it. I got that one. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality if you wake up too hot or too cold? I didn't wake up all night. Highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics to make temperature-regulated bedding so you could sleep the perfect temperature at night, especially after my roast. Did I think about it? No. Went right to sleep.
Nice.
Slept like a baby.
It's important.
Miracle Made, baby. Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. Like we said, the silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA. Mm. Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulated and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long.
Nice.
That's a good song. Very Thank nice. You. Self-cleaning. These sheets are infused with silver that prevents 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher three times longer than other sheets, baby. No more gross odors. Comfort, quality, designed for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Sorry. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts, acne, and sleep. Sleep clean with Miracle, baby. Try miracle.com/net positive to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40% and use a promo code net positive to check out and you'll get three free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive. Use the code net positive to claim 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, trymiracle.com/net positive or hit the link in the episode description below. Oh, we got some news.
We got some.
You want to hit the news?
We got some viral clips.
Clip me, baby. I got some. Let's not start with that one.
Dude. Okay.
Let's start with. Let's say. Oh man, how many we got here? Three or four? We can get to a couple of.
We got four.
Let's go to Waffle House. There's a before we tee this one up. Let me say. Sounds like our local neighborhood Waffle House is going on strike. The Waffle House workers are on strike in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a video of the walkout. Let's go.
We just delivered our strike letter to our boss because we're demanding $25 an hour, 24/7 security, and the meal deductions to stop. We delivered a letter to tell them they had 2 weeks. Today is a 2-week mark. Therefore, we're striking for 4 days.
No changes are going to be made unless we do something and we hit their pockets. So that's exactly what we're doing.
We ready.
No.
We ready.
Wild protest song. For who?
We ready.
Oh, my. Say what? Say what? Say what? Oh my. All right.
Dude.
All right.
I'm hyped, bro.
All right. First of all, let me just say, Waffle House, say what you want about the local, if you work in corporate at Waffle House, you're balling. I mean, these things are everywhere.
For sure.
Waffle House is, I would argue, a $1 billion business.
Yeah.
These people in the parking lots are in fact not ready for the Waffle House lawyers.
Sure.
I assure you, you are not ready.
They ain't ready.
We're not ready. We ain't ready for a cease and desist. I mean, dude, you're this one lady, and I love Waffle House.
I'm the biggest.
Hey, speak the truth about the things you care about.
Mm.
I love Waffle House.
Care about it big time.
Big time.
Yep.
Big time customer.
One of my biggest go-tos for Uber Eats.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you dude. Uber Eats?
Oh. Let me let you in on a little secret, John.
On a styrofoam?
You can Uber Eats some Waffle House to your place. You can have the happiest meal of your life at any time of day.
So you got an All-Star and a waffle?
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that.
At home, bro?
You go eggs, sausage patties, toast, and then it's two styrofoam, and then the waffle and another one?
Mm-hmm. With the syrup.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Dude, I'm telling you. Change your life.
Oh, man. I will also
Sorry to
say,
distract you.
Yeah, from, no, I'll also the say cause, they're demanding, and all the things they're demanding, by the way, fair.
Sure.
Very fair. They're demanding, one, $25 an hour. You should be getting paid more than that.
Yep. 24/7 security.
Yeah, we've reviewed some Waffle House videos on this podcast before.
Yeah.
People are getting corrupt, people getting in fights, mm-hmm. people throwing things, people smoking cigarettes. There's the customers are unruly.
Yeah.
I think I'm on board with this strike, and I'm not on board on most strikes.
$25 an hour is that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's a pretty good salary.
Yeah, well, you also got to think about sometimes there's nobody in there.
Yep.
So maybe they got to do a little bit more with the $25 an hour is pretty good. Also 24/7 security is you just have one of those ladies take a Taekwondo class.
There you
She's
go.
Security now.
Good fix. Done.
Or just
Check.
Say
next.
Hey, take it in your own hands.
Sure.
We'll defend you.
Yeah.
The lawyers.
Stand your ground.
Yeah. We got you.
Stand your ground. We'll back you up.
They're like, we're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then what's it?
And meal deductions.
That
to
means
stop.
you can eat there.
I think that, yeah, that means that's probably getting pulled out of their paycheck maybe if they eat on the job. Like if they're like, hey, I'm going to break for lunch, but I'm going to make myself a meal here.
From
like
there.
Pulled out of their paycheck.
Let me tell you right there. This that's an inside job if someone's telling you on you for eating. That's Absolutely. Somebody that's you got a mole in there,
especially if you don't have 24/7 security.
Yes.
So like no one can see you doing
at Waffle House. Right. Somebody's telling on you. Somebody in there is telling on you.
Y'all got a snitch.
Yeah. Y'all got a snitch in that group.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
That's what's going on.
And they're out here. We're going to protest. Somebody's in there. Let me look at it again. We'll find out who the snitch is.
Sure.
We don't have to do it right now. And then
of course, Wi-Fi just crashed as soon as I tried to refresh. That's fantastic.
Gone.
Great timing.
Oh yeah. That's an unbelievable
thing. Of all the people who I would want to be or who I would imagine to be representing Waffle House employees everywhere, she's it.
She's the leader.
If you were like describe to me who it should be or what they should sound like, it's this lady.
If there was a SNL sketch,
yes,
it would be them.
Yes,
it would be these. I wish you were watching on YouTube. It's them.
If we're casting a movie, like a docuseries on the Waffle House strikes,
the guy with his hood, two guys with their hoods.
This
in the
back, is them, man.
With a Bugs Bunny shirt,
and it's a musical because they sing at the end.
Oh yeah, of course it is. Go to the girl. There's a girl in a red shirt. Can we get a? What's hold on? There it is. Go back.
Yep.
What's that?
It says organize the South.
And what is that?
I don't know. It feels a little.
A little Confederate. I saw that. You know that Leonardo. Whoa. Organize the South.
Yeah. Is there smaller font there that what's says going, we shall rise again?
What's
is that
going on there? Whoa.
Hey.
Organize the South. Crazy.
I like this girl who's like, we got to hit them where their wallets are.
Yeah.
She's like, we're just going for their pockets because that's the only way we're going to make change. So let's get it.
Yeah. And let me just say.
They want the smoke.
They want the smoke. They're coming for it. They film this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, if you are going wallet to wallet. Now, John, not on Easter. Not on Easter, dude. This is the best. You're like, hey, Michael Jordan, do you want to play a card? Do you want to play Go Fish? Do you want to play Memory? Do you want to play Scattergories? Or do you want to play basketball against me?
Mm.
He goes, they go, Michael Jordan, we want to play basketball against you. Hey, to choose the other options.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know, we want the smoke. We're going to hit them where it hurts. I'm going to go on a limb and say, if that Waffle House had to close down for a minute, I think Waffle, do you think they would survive?
Yeah.
I think Waffle House.
Yeah, in an office somewhere, they just went, hey, where's that stack of resumes that we got last month?
From
I need to look at some of them.
Or they're written on napkins.
Yeah, we just fired 12 people.
No, it's going to be 2 months later. It'd be like, hey, we're not getting any revenue from the one in Ackworth. What's going on down there? Like, oh, yeah, they went on strike like a month ago. It's closed? Yeah. It doesn't. Well, we've been getting in all these stacks of money. We haven't even known that one's been closed.
You know what? Just sell it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Whatever.
The South will rise again. That's not what it said. What did it say? Organize the South. Organize the South as well.
I love the confidence, though.
I'm into this. I don't think
they're getting $25 an hour.
I support them.
Yeah.
I'll go out there with them.
Sure.
I go out there with them.
Yeah.
I go across the picket line for Waffle House.
I'd like to see them get paid. I don't see it happening.
What I sent you an article this week, Alex.
Yes.
You want to bring that one up?
Yeah, sure.
I'll read the headline.
Sure. Here it is.
Cojoined.
Hold on. Sorry, ads.
Cojoined twin of TLC's Abby and Brittany is now married to an Army veteran. This is a photo of a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there's a man and there's a cojoined. There is a... There's a conjoined twin.
Mm-hmm.
The conjoined twin, one of them, it's one body.
Right.
With I don't know.
You can say it.
Two heads.
Yep.
That is
what it is.
And married to one guy.
Right.
The conjoined twins married a guy.
Right.
You have any comment?
No. You got anything?
Come on. No.
All right.
Dude.
Happy Easter.
You can't say this. Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves happiness.
Yeah. And he's a happy guy now that he's married. So that's great for all three of them. It's awesome.
Moving on.
Yeah. What's next?
What else we got on the docket? All right. Yeah. I don't know if we can get through that one. It's real or fake. That's real.
That one's real.
That's real.
Yep.
And the jokes, I guess they came down, but I think they might have come up.
They did.
Yeah, they came from, if this is heaven, mm-hmm. this is where a lot of inspiration, my creativity, the mind that God gave me, I do say jokes came down.
For sure.
Those.
Yeah. From beneath.
Yeah, they came from beneath. Hey, go to the TikTok comments. That's not what this podcast is for.
Right.
We're cleaning it up.
We're just covering the news.
Yeah, we're just covering the news.
That's all.
That's news.
That's all this is.
That's all that's fit to print.
All right.
What else we got?
So next on the docket.
Here we go. We need to get better. You're about to have a child.
I am.
You need to do better in life.
Thanks.
And we have a motive.
Thanks, man.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
We have a motivational speaker.
Yes.
It's going to help us.
Yes.
I need to do better too. Let's hear what he has
yes,
to say.
Yes, here we go. Let's see what we got.
A millionaire in the next 2 years? Go through a season of saying no. Hey, you want to go golfing on Sunday? No, 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 no. Only will you get ahead when you start saying no to distractions. Hey, you want to go to lunch? Hey, you want to help me do this? No, I don't. Hey, you want to help me move this weekend? I'm not being a bad person. If they don't like you, screw them. Okay? Would you rather them not like you or you not like you?
It was missing the it's missing the usual motivational theme song.
Yeah, yeah.
I still feel it. Dreams are made of these.
Dude, we're such good singers, they might flag that.
Yeah, we should be
they
careful.
They go, this is the exact track.
We should be careful.
Is his name Elliot?
His name is Andy Elliot.
That's his name on his shirt?
That is his last name on his shirt. Or Elliot's his middle name.
That's his name.
It's
though.
His name though.
Let me say off the top, if you're not playing golf, you're going to hate yourself.
Mm.
That's part of the enjoyment.
Mm.
And also, this is the guy with his ankles showing on his outfits, right?
I believe.
He has the tight outfits and his, yeah.
The tightest.
Yeah. I would want this guy to help me move, though. That's probably why. Look at his muscles.
Yeah, that's why everybody asks.
That's why everybody has it.
Yeah.
Let me just say.
That wasn't an example he made up.
No.
He's projecting exactly what everyone asks
him. Yeah,
he goes,
can you help me move?
No.
I haven't been asked to help anyone move, and I'm offended. No one's asked me to help them move in years.
Yeah.
They go, hey, what about John Chrisim? Nah, dude.
Nah, don't ask John.
We got to just get the kids from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Buy him a pizza. That's not going to help him. Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah, he
look
can carry what he's a lot of boxes.
Dude. Yeah. Say no to everything.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't like you. That's Instagram. People don't like you. It's their fault.
For sure.
That line of thinking. Yeah.
That's on them.
Yeah. If people don't like you, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Because they've shown up for you a lot when you've needed them. And according to this guy, never show up for anyone.
Do not, under any circumstances, show up.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Do not. If you want to be happy.
Yeah.
Do not show kindness to anyone.
No.
Don't go out of your way to think of anyone but yourself.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No.
And when you get there, mm-hmm. wherever this place that he's claiming that we can all get to, don't make any sacrifices until you reach.
Yeah, enlightenment.
Where is this?
Yeah.
Where is this place?
Yep.
How is it a certain amount of money?
Right.
Is it living in a one bedroom apartment by yourself and with no friends and no golf?
Mm-hmm.
Tough. Don't do anything anybody else.
Just say no.
No, 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 no.
Yep.
A lot of moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of moving.
Also, are they on the set of The Office?
It looks like it.
Did you think that? That's The Office.
Dude, it is
The Michael Office. Scott. That's the conference room.
This is the conference room, yeah.
This right before this, he goes, everybody in the conference room. And then he said he missed 100% of the shots he don't take.
They are on the set of
He's
The Office.
He's on the set
dude.
Of The Office.
That's insane.
Also, have you ever seen like a I've seen like, Matt Rife, like when he posts like a piece of crowd work or a piece of like a clip, it's also like, oh, there's 9,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or like you post, you're like, oh, dude. But then sometimes you see like a stand-up clip and it's like, you know, hey, this is not the venue that you should be posting clips from.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is not, you are in like a, in the study hall of a college campus mm-hmm. or like, dude, you're on the street corner. Like how, no matter how good this joke is, you're not in the place where other people have said, also, we like these jokes.
Have you seen the dude with the glasses who pretends to be a motivational speaker to an empty room?
Ah, so good.
They it's shot just like this. So it's all cropped in and there's nobody in the seats in front of him.
So perfect.
But he's just talking to an empty room.
As a joke. That's what real or fake
is. Phenomenal.
That's why we have this segment, real or fake. This is real.
Very real.
Very real.
Yeah.
Like the Waffle House thing, like that, it's beautiful because it's real.
Yeah.
But it should. How many people are in there?
10.
Max.
10 people. There's no way a room that looks like that on that wall is bigger than 20 by 20.
And he's got a mic on him for his own clips.
Of course.
Not for the people in there.
Yeah. And he's got a 14-year-old Pakistani guy cutting all his clips for him, too, because it's the same fonts that everybody else in the world uses. Oh, dude. Anyways.
Out of left field.
Anyways.
Speaking
of projecting.
We have no emotions about that at all.
No.
Whatsoever. Gosh, it's so funny. Great find.
Yeah,
great
dude,
find.
It's a good one.
I love this guy.
We love him.
What do we got
to do? Don't ask him to help you move.
That's it. We'll end on, let's end on the Buc-ee's guy.
Okay.
All right, because this is another thing that I also love. I
haven't seen this one yet.
All right, I love Buc-ee's. Okay. And this is one of the examples. Before I say it, I'm going to let you enjoy this clip. Because it is whatever we talked about, everything's everyone else's fault. If they don't like you, it's their fault.
Right.
Okay, so this guy is saying five truths about Buc-ee's. I love Buc-ee's, by the way. My book is in Buc-ee's.
I've never been to a Buc-ee's.
Yeah. It's just
What do I need to know before seeing this?
No, it's just a huge redneck gas station.
Okay.
They're in the South. You can get like a sequined dolphin vest. You can buy like they have the like beaver nuggets, which are these like this snack that they have. It's
are huge. They actually beaver? They
no, it's I don't know what it is. It's like popcorn or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it has its own like culture, hillbilly. But it's again a huge business.
Okay,
so this guy got fired from there.
Okay,
and he's saying he's
whistleblowing.
Yes, one of these. But the comments turn out not to go in his favor.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right, folks. So we're here at Buc-ee's, and I'm here to get my W-2 because I worked at this for 3 months and quit. So I'm going to give you five truths about why working at Buc-ee's is not worth anywhere near the $21 an hour they pay you. All right. Truth number one. If you're 1 minute late, and I mean 1 minute, they write you up. They call you into the office and tell you if it happens two more times, you're fired. That's truth number one. Truth truth number two, most of the people here absolutely hate their jobs. Truth number three, if you get caught eating one item, I mean one item, it could be a pecan. If you eat one pecan and get caught, you're fired. All right, I got my W-2. We're out of here. Truth number four, if you get fired or you quit, you lose all your paid time off, your PTO. I know friends that have lost hundreds of hours, and I lost some myself. And truth number five about working at Buc-ee's is the reason I quit. My manager told me I wasn't walking fast enough and that the cameras were watching me. So I put my cart away and I walked right out the front door. Truths about Buc-ee's.
I feel like I could write all the comments.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at them yet, but I know what they say.
Everybody goes, sounds like a legit business.
Yeah.
It sounds regular.
It sounds like this guy should also talk to the Waffle House people. Because they might feel the same way, and neither of them are getting what they want.
No. So. First of all, he goes, what do you say? What was the first one? What was the first one?
Here, hold on. I'll play back.
We'll break all them right, down one
truth
by one.
Number one, if you're 1 minute late, yeah. I mean,
hold on, wait,
minute,
keep playing it.
They write you up.
Wait.
They call you into the office and tell you if it happens two more times, you're fired.
Stop. Hold on. You think, also, if it happens two more times,
right?
Meaning
you get three strikes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he does. This guy know what baseball is?
Does this guy know what?
It's a pretty simple.
Does this guy
concept.
Know what a job is?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Three strikes.
If you
you're
go,
out.
That sounds reasonable.
That's how it goes.
They sound very accommodating.
Hey, you were late today.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen again. If it happens two more times, you'll have to be gone.
Hey.
Cool.
Also,
great.
There's other people that have. Their shifts before you.
Right.
So you gotta come for them.
Yeah.
So if you're 20 minutes late,
yeah.
They work 20 minutes over.
Yeah.
You that's not how jobs work.
And the company has to pay them overtime.
Yeah, that's not how any of this works.
Right.
If you come late, they say you're late. And they say if it happens two more times,
yeah.
Sounds pretty lenient.
It's a job. That's just a job.
The whistleblower.
Yeah.
And then he says, if you eat anything.
Yeah.
Eat anything.
Yeah. That's the second one?
Yeah.
Truth number two?
Do the people here absolutely hate their jobs?
Yeah.
Most people?
Yeah. Most people hate their jobs.
Yeah. Everybody that goes to work because they'd rather be doing other stuff that's not work.
Right.
Sounds like everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us something we don't know. We haven't got there yet.
Truth number three?
Here we go.
Item. I mean, one item. It could be a pecan. If you eat one pecan and get caught, you're fired.
Yeah.
Yes. It's called actually stealing from the company is what that.
Yeah,
so that's theft.
And it's also all kind of germs.
Yeah.
A pecan. That's in a. You're going to reach your finger in there.
Yeah. And the boiled nuts.
Turns out if you eat something that's for sale.
Mm.
That's the same thing that's going on at Waffle House.
Same thing.
They just want to eat.
Same deal.
Hey, we can't. You don't eat your own supply.
Yep.
Don't smoke your own supply.
Never get high on your own supply.
That what it is. Yeah,
everybody
knows. Why could I not get that? Yeah.
All right, you're not a drug guy.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'll handle that.
Sorry.
Point four.
Yeah, what's it?
All right, I got my W-2. We're out of here. Truth number four. If you get fired or you quit, you lose all your pay time off, your PTO.
Yeah, duh.
You quit, bro.
You don't work there anymore.
You don't. Well, what are you going to get? They're just going to, hey, we'll pay you for next month.
Hey, we know that you also have these 6 days that you are allowed to be paid for if you wanted to take time off. We're just going to give you the cash.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry it didn't work out.
Thanks for never showing up on time and eating all of our food and have a terrible attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to fire you, but we'll keep you on the payroll.
Yeah.
What? If you quit. They take away your paid time off. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Quitting is volunteering for unpaid time off.
Yeah.
You just did. That's what quitting is. You're saying, I'm going to not work anymore and not be paid.
You can get the most time off.
The most.
You can get all the time off.
All unpaid, but the most time off.
Unpaid time off. Volunteering, dude. And the last one, he said he wasn't walking fast enough.
The cameras are watching you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's specific to a gas station. Gas station's huge.
Yeah,
but it's every person that has been employed someone has come to them and said that they're doing it too slow.
I feel like this guy has worked at Buc-ee's since he like was in high school. He's never worked anywhere else.
Yeah.
So he's been there for literally 28 years.
Yeah.
And it's now at a point where he's like raising all these qualms he has without realizing that, like, dude, actually this is every employer.
Yeah. And everywhere. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna leave Buc-ee's to go to where? Where you quit Buc-ee's.
Where are you gonna go that doesn't have these same policies?
What I want is for him to go into his next employer and we go, why did you quit Buc-ee's? Well, first of all,
see my TikTok.
Check my TikTok. First of all, they made me show up on time.
Right.
Every day.
Every time.
And also, you know, all the product that the business was selling to customers. So that's how we can have a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was eating it.
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't do that.
Can you believe that?
Ridiculous. And then when I had I didn't like it.
Right.
I didn't like it.
Didn't like your job.
No.
Yeah.
Sound like other people actually might.
Yeah, which is what?
Yeah, strange.
Anyways,
I hated it there. Uh-huh. Ate all their food, didn't show up on time, was lazy. But can you guys hire me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, if I decide I don't want to work here anymore, can you still pay me?
Hey, maybe it's fake.
Meet me in the middle, you know? If I quit, I still get paid? Yeah.
When do I start?
Yeah.
Maybe it's fake?
No, dude.
It's real.
It's got to be real, bro.
Gosh, I love the internet. We should just call this podcast Real or Fake.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's – all the clips people send in are, yeah, is he getting crushed?
We'll do a spinoff show.
Yeah. Is he getting – 1 minute late is late. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, all valid. Those are the rules at most companies. I like Buc-ee's even more now. Oh, man. The internet is great.
Honestly, the comments aren't as bad as I thought they were going to be.
Are they?
I thought they were going to rip them apart.
They're coming for them?
Most jobs I've had for 46 years, same rules apply.
You got to be on time.
How many PTO hours did you have for only working 3 months?
Oh, he said he only worked 3 months.
Oh, there. I missed, oh, that missed part. That. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I walked away with about 50 hours on the table. Stupid. I could have called in sick and used them all. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you should have, bro.
Just use them all and then quit.
And they wouldn't have been able to do anything. What an idiot, dude. You could have had it all, Adele. You could have had it all.
You could have had it all.
Dang, man.
Tough, dude.
Could have.
Hopefully, next time we get back to Buc-ee's, we'll see that guy. We'll save those clips for next week.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. That works.
Great week going to the pod. You're having a baby?
I'm having a baby this week, John.
Wait, no matter what happens, next week you have a baby.
Yeah, we're having a baby.
And you may or may not be in next week, or we'll see.
No, I'll be in next week.
Oh, we'll be in next week.
Yeah, she's coming later this week.
Oh, let's go.
So also, when I next time you see me, I'll be a dad.
We're gonna add one member to the team. Your baby. Do you have a name or no?
Can't tell. We do, yet. But oh, we're not putting it out yet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, really?
That's
for the Patreon?
Yeah, it's for the Patreon.
Added a team member, also lost a team member, Andrew.
Yes.
Who we all know and love.
Yep.
Moved up to be with his family.
Yep.
In Michigan.
Yeah, we'll miss him.
Yeah, we'll miss him. We love Andrew. He's been around the pod for a long time, all the way since the beginning, I think 2 years. I know a lot of people.
Yep.
We got look at all the swag we sent him off with.
Yeah.
I'm getting all the advertiser. He's all set.
Yeah, man.
Whatever his venture is up there, he's got some glasses. He's got some sheets.
Yep.
He's got some Blue Land.
Yep.
Should be all set.
Hooked up.
Bummed to lose him, but we got a lot of things moving in the net positive sphere these days.
Mm-hmm.
Big things coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next week, baby.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.